of the Footy Panel shows would not be possible without the support of the following sponsors. The Big Picture People, the experts in smart home cinema. Yamaha, professional commercial audio. Bar Fridges Australia, cooling the beers of a nation. The Stubby Club, the original stubby holder dispenser. Hamperwell, the gift specialist. Buffalo Sports, a brand name in sports since 1972. The Framing Queen, quality affordable framing. Broker O'Share, helping you make an impression. Good evening, everyone. How are you? Hey, nice to see you all. Wow. Nice to see you all out here at the Mulgrave Country Club, North Melbourne night. Very excited to get the show underway. Just had a good chat with the boys out the back. Both of them, first time here. All right, so go easy on them. Don't be too harsh. It's going to be like an old man into a warm bath, you know what I mean? All right, let's see how we go. Welcome to That's Good for Footy. It is the family-friendly, live and interactive footy panel show. This is where the fans meet the players and the players meet the fans. The shows are for the passionate supporter. I presume that's you lot, yes? This show allows you to see the players be themselves. I'm ready, let's go, let's get in. North Melbourne show, June the 14th. Please welcome to the show our first panellist. He was born on the 9th of February in 1995. He's played a total of 172 games and he's kicked 18 goals. He made his AFL debut back in 2014. When he plays for the North Melbourne Football Club, he wears the number 11 on his back. Could you please welcome to the stage, Luke McDonald!
Sing it one and all. Join in the chorus. North Melbourne's on the ball. Good old North Melbourne.
Yes, that's nice. Well done. I'm glad you all know the words. You've heard it a lot this year, so that's good. I'm glad. Welcome along, mate. This is so wonderful. You know how long he and I have been planning to do a North Melbourne show together? I reckon we've got about 80 text messages between us where we've said, we're going to do it, we're going to do it, we're going to do it, and now we're finally here.
Hello, we're finally here, so no, very excited to be here. Good to see a couple of regulars over here. Dr. Yes. K as well from the Peninsula Ladies Club. So. Thanks everyone for coming.
Yeah, she actually said to me, make sure he mentions me when he walks out, which worked out well. So thank you for doing that. Let's get our second panellist out here before he jumps in the car and heads off home. He was born on the 22nd of May in 1998. He's played a total of 95 games. He's kicked a total of 131 goals. He made his AFL debut back in 2017. When he plays for the North Melbourne Football Club, he wears the number 44 on his back. Please welcome to the stage, Cam Zerha.
I love it. So join in the chorus and sing it one and all.
Yeah, come on, sing it.
Join in the chorus, North Melbourne's on the ball. Good old North Melbourne, they're champions, you'll agree. North Melbourne is the team that plays to win for you and me.
Hey, how's this? You guys are going so well, even the Essendon guys singing the song. This is fantastic. Absolutely awesome. Well done, Nicholas. I love that. Cam Zerha, nice to meet you, mate. Welcome to That's Good for Footy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, all these fans, they're very excited because they haven't had you, either of you, in this format before. So I've pre-warned them. I've given them a bit of a preamble. We're going to see how it all plays out. We're going to get stuck into it, though. Straight off the top, we're going to get stuck into our first little segment. It's called Hot Topics Coaching and Tackling. All right? Now, you're allowed to talk about anything you want, even when it comes to umpires here. You're allowed to say whatever you want. Nothing's forbidden, all right? No. We'll
stays
go
in the room,
it.
Does it?
Yeah, exactly. Here. That's it. I want to go into this, though. Coaching is a tough gig. There's no two ways about it. We have recently seen the best walk away in Clarkson and Dimmer, both for different reasons, of course. Both coaches are heavily scrutinised regarding either form or performance. We witnessed it again on the weekend with both Vossi and Simo. It can be unrelenting. My first question to you both is, do either of you have any aspirations about going into the coaching in when you're finishing your playing career?
I reckon you probably do.
I haven't really thought about it too much. Hopefully okay. It's a while away. I love footy. Yeah. Growing up with footy, Dad was a coach. Yes. So maybe.
Maybe.
But in terms of Zoo, I haven't seen too many coaches covered in tattoos. So.
I'll probably be straight out of Australia when I'm finished.
Maybe a MasterChef.
Yeah, right.
Over in the States or something, I don't know.
Could it be more of a situation because you've grown up in within the family unit that there could be a prospect of you going down that path?
Absolutely. I've always, been a bit of a footy nuffy, so as I said, I haven't thought too much about it. I know a few of the other boys are doing coaching courses and all that.
Okay.
I was probably more, to be honest, thinking more sort of player management, that sort of things.
Nice.
Because as you said, you see with the coaches, it's a pretty stressful job.
Yeah.
But I think the development coaches and that, they have a pretty good gig. So just to be around the boys all day and see the boys get better. But as terms of the senior coach, I reckon it's a pretty tough gig.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, then look, just to follow on from this, we've seen players step away from the game for indefinite periods with different reasons. We talk about things like mental fatigue or mental health issues. Do you think that the same thing could be introduced into the coaching caper? I want to just allude to that a little bit further. Similar to what Clarko is doing now, or does it upset the playing group and create dysfunctional workplace? I speak of routine and game plan being thrown around due to mixed messaging coming from different coaching styles. I bring this up as you guys are experiencing something like this currently with Clarko. I'm interested in your opinion and obviously your input. What it is that I'm suggesting or asking is that when a player suffers from mental fatigue or they, for whatever reasons, are depressed and they just need to have a little bit of time away from the spotlight, is that something that you could see happen to coaches in the future where they just say, you know what, I just need a little bit of a break, I need a month off, maybe just recharge the batteries and get back into it. Is it something you could see?
Yeah, it's a brutal environment, I guess, and no one's really safe. Like, they say some ridiculous things in the media and people get talked about a lot. So, yeah, it's definitely a struggle, mental health in the footy department. And, it's not an ideal situation that anyone wants to be involved. But I guess we're lucky enough at North Melbourne that we have a great amount of support.
Yeah.
All the boys are always around you to talk about certain things and what you want to bring up and stuff, but not ideal.
Do you think it could work, Cam, where a coach could step away just for a period? Otherwise, guess what? You're under the pump. We talk about coaches like Vossi. We talk about premiership coach in Simo, who could get to the stage where he just says, you know what, I can't do this anymore and I'm out, and you lose them for good.
Definitely could happen, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can see that now with us. With how Rats has stepped in, it's allowed Clarko to take as long as he wants off. But the system's still there, so we're still doing exactly what we were doing under Clarko for the start of the year. Still got all the same assistant coaches, everyone doing the exact same role. It's just Clarko's been brave enough to say he needs some time off. He's taken that time off, and that's
the
best thing I reckon about our footy club. He can have as long as he wants off, and Rats is happy to step up. And when Clarko is ready to come back, he'll come back. And
I also just wanted to allude to the fact, Dimmer. Right, Dimmer stepped away from the game now. Andrew McMulder stepped in, assistant coach, now he's taking on that full-time role. There's no reason that he couldn't. I had the boys on here last week and we didn't talk about this subject, but now that I reflect upon it, it's a great opportunity for Andy to step into the role and then say, you know what, nothing's really changed, but the playing group themselves felt that they've probably got a little bit more playing with freedom. Because of the structures that might be there from that senior coaching role. Dimmer was probably under a bit of stress. That's where I'm coming to in my line of questioning with that.
Yeah, well, you do see it a lot. Like, the last couple of years, our coach stepped away and we came in, we won the next game that we played with the new coach. Yeah. And, you see Richmond playing good performances now. So, you see it all around the league and it happens all the time.
Yeah, good. The next one I wanted to touch on with you boys, the sling tackle, or tackling in general. How clear are you on the ruling? We've just seen James Sicily, we've seen... who was the other player that went out? Got three from... Help me out here.
Mansell, no, he got done with a bump. I mean...
Mansell,
Butler got done with Blakey.
Yeah. I'm confused about it, and this is the reason why I bring it up. How clear are you on the ruling? Because as a fan, I'm still confused about what's permissible and what's rough conduct. rough conduct. We have similar tackles getting handed a suspension and then others getting off. Is it any clearer for you?
Oh, well, I think it's pretty much if the player gets knocked out or something like that happens, or they have HIAs, I think that's when you're in a bit of trouble. It's hard because, yeah, as you said, you can do similar tackles and different results happen, but a lot of it's based on the result. It is hard in a sense because, when you're playing, you're so revved up, and we're talking about aggression and being aggressive. But I think over time it'll sort itself out. I mean, I like the fact that we're trying to protect the head and protect players from concussion, because I think that's something that needs to happen. But
for sure,
I think it'll flesh itself out, all this tackling stuff, over the next few weeks. But obviously, when there's 1,000 different media companies, there's going to be a lot of talk about it. So
yeah. The one that I wanted to follow on with is, does the game still have too much room for interpretation? And the reason I say that is because you can see a tackle that is inconsistent in its rulings. That's where I think that interpretation rule comes in. I also want to allude to the fact about ruck contests, for example. The whistle was blown, everyone, supporters, coaches and players included, stand there and they wait to see which way the umpire is going to adjudicate the call. Is that not a strange situation to be in when you're watching the football, to go, hang on, let's wait and see what he does, and then he goes, oh, it's going that way, and you go, oh, right, so it's there for a kick. What for?
Yeah, it's frustrating, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. The umpires make their decisions, and we just have to move on. So I don't really give a shit what the umpires do. I just
there you go. That's the answer I was looking for. Yeah, no, thank you, Cam. Exactly where I wanted to go with that. I didn't want to allude to it on any further topic. I wanted to talk about the club now, and I wanted to talk about you boys. I wanted to talk about the game that was. Let's start by dealing with in here and now. You're 17th on the ladder. You've had 2 wins from 13 games. The club is going through a bit of a rebuild with personnel. This rebuild is all about building structure, and we know that all good structures need good foundations. Bear with me when I go through this. North Melbourne's foundations are all about making the best of the personnel you have with the experience you have at this level. It will be this way until you get more games of experience into the youth, and then like any structure built on some solid foundations, it will become stronger. How am I going so far?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it's just something that I wanted to allude to. The brand of football being played at the moment, though, because you can see the foundations are being built, is exciting to watch. It's a brand of football that I'm happy to watch, even though in most instances I know the result may not be what I want it to be, but I personally think that North Melbourne is playing a better brand of football this year, more so than in previous years. Yes, thank you. Yeah, good. All right. I'm on the right track. I don't want to sound condescending, but the foundations and structure I speak of are like making a cake, all right? Clarko is the pastry chef. And in order to bake the near-perfect cake, he needs all the ingredients to come together. So he starts with game plan and systems, the bowl and the mixer. He then starts to add layers to this cake. The layers in this instance are youth, know-how and experience. Youth in Wardlaw, Cheezel, Luke Davis Uniacke, I'll go with that, it's easier to say. Curtis, Scott, Phillips, Ford and Spicer, just to name a few. Then the second layer is known players like Mackay, Callum, Coleman-Jones, Larkey, Logue and Thomas. With the top layer then being experienced players like yourselves, Simpkin, Stevenson, Goldstein, Zeeble, Cunnington, Shields, Howe, Greenwood and Hall. You make the cake and then you add the icing to it, which is cohesion and role play. Everyone knowing their role and playing with a belief in the system and buying into the directives and messaging delivered by the coach or the chef. Take your pick. Clubs that have been through this and who have been put all the ingredients together are clubs like Collingwood, Port Adelaide, Adelaide, St Kilda and Essendon. No coincidence they're all in the top 8. They all know their role and they're playing with belief in the system, with buy-in and the directives and messaging given by the coaches. Clubs that have played like this recently are Geelong in 2022, but for probably the last 10 years, to be honest, and Richmond in 2017, especially in 2019 and 20 as well. Not to suggest they still aren't, they're just dealing with their own key ingredient problems, with key personnel missing due to injury. Look at the Bulldogs of 2016, the same thing. On the other side, you've got this example. Look at West Coast. They won the flag in 2018, and now look at them. That's my take on it. Sorry, I had to get it all out and get through it. But I'm just curious on what your take is on my analogy and the theories that I've just come up with, and try and keep a straight face when you do it.
Take a breath now, eh?
Yeah, yeah. I'm about to relax. This is where you take over. Yeah.
Yeah, it's no secret. Like, we're going through shit at the moment, and it's just...
It just surmised everything I just said.
It is what it is, but like, the amount of young players that are coming through at the moment is just so exciting, and the way they're going about it, and just their performances that they're doing week in, week out, it just makes us enjoy the football club a lot more. Yeah. It's a fun place to be around when you got all of these young kids just absolutely doing whatever they do. Like, weird blokes, some of them, but it just makes it such a fun environment. And you can see that on the footy field. We're starting to put together some good games, and it's definitely a place you want to be, and it's a team you want to support.
I know that. Yeah, fabulous. I know that sounded like a lot of diatribe, but it's really... I just wanted to lay it out there by saying that if you are putting together a cake, you're going to put layers of it together, then you throw the icing on it, and then you've got the cake and it's made. You've got a coach that's bringing in those systems. He's bringing in the belief. You get the player buy-in. All of a sudden, the team starts to get youth and experience, getting experience, all right, because they've got games under their belt. That's all I'm going to with all of that, even though it sounded like it was an awful lot. All of the clubs that are doing successfully well and are in the top eight at the moment have gone through that. North Melbourne are in the process of going into that. Would that be...
Yeah. I think when you look at all those teams and you look at us now, like, it's a lot of the good sides of real stability off the field as well. I think in bringing in Clarko, in bringing in Todd Viney, Cam Matthews, everyone knows how good Sonia's been, Jen Watt. Like, we've got some really, really strong footy people who are going to be at the club for a number of years, and we've got so many games into, you know, guys like Bull, Larky, all these LDU who are really, they're the ones that are really taking the club forward. So, like, those key players, and then as Bull said, having the classy young fellas like Wardlaw, I mean, his first few games have been unbelievable. Yeah. Sheasel, I don't think I've seen too many young players start their career like him. So, no. I think you're right, yeah, we've got a really good mix of now some stability off the field and, yeah, some good characters on the field, and they can play a bit as well, so it's nice. And there's still room for some old farts as well. Even though I'm only 28, all the boys look at me like I'm 35, but that's Goldie, not me. So.
Yeah, well, that's good, because I've got a few of those questions coming up too. It's all right, he can say that. We can't, but he can. I'll close off with this. Personnel doesn't always reflect success, but structure and game plan does. The two will complement each other once there is player buy-in. What do you think of that?
I think it's pretty obvious that we bought in.
Yeah.
Like, the way we went around at the first two games of the season, we had two wins straight off the bat. I thought we were going to win the premiership at that point. But, teams figured out how to play against us, and, now we're just starting to play good footy again. Yeah. So everyone's bought in, that's the thing, and everyone's happy to be there.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good.
I think even the last few weeks in particular, you can see, like, a really clear brand with a lot of our inside midfielders just playing real strong footy. And, Cam and Larks would be licking their lips because the ball's going to be coming in there a lot more than it has been in the past couple of years.
Yeah. I think it's exciting football. I'm enjoying watching North Melbourne games, and that's, again, what I was alluding to. All right, let's talk about the game on the weekend, GWS and North Melbourne. Two developing sides with exciting prospects, both with new blood and a mix of experience. You went in without two of your most prolific ball winners in Simpkin and Greenwood. And in the first 20-odd minutes, your tackling pressure and pushing the ball forward at every opportunity showed you guys were up for the challenge. They started to get on top around the stoppages, and rotating Toby between forward and on the ball was a telling factor. You had a big job on Toby, Luke. You looked like a couple of boxers at one point, just resting on each other, just trying to get your breath back.
He's... To be honest, I think he's probably top three best players in the league, Tobes. He's a really, really good player, and obviously did a really good job on him. He was one of the best on ground on the weekend. So that was a joke. But, got a few laughs.
Boom tish.
He's a really good player, and probably the hardest I've probably played on in my career. So
It was good. It was really good. There were a lot of promising signs from the game. Overall, George brought his own birthday present, a goal in his fourth game and on his birthday, which was great. And Rising Star nominee out of round 13, which is great. You can put your hands together for George. He's brilliant. I loved it. That's a lad, and he shows a lot of courage, and it's something that is in the shin boner DNA. He reminds me a little bit of Billy or Liam Picken. He's a bit of a rough nut. He's got that kind of strut about
him. He's an absolute animal.
Yeah.
So lucky that he's ours, and he's going to be a North Melbourne player for a long period of time.
How good's that?
I think what do we get him at pick four? I reckon. Yeah. He missed his whole draft year with Hammies. He probably would have gone pick one. So, yeah, very lucky to get him and Sheasel.
He was going around telling all the boys that he would have been picked one as well if it wasn't for his knee. So.
Yeah, right, okay, nice. But I love him. Do you guys see any similarities with David King? Is there anything in there? No? You don't see it? All right, well, don't comment then.
What are you saying, looks or...?
No, God, no. He's a bit better looking than that. Anyway, he's uncompromising, good inside and out as well as in and under. Speaking of the courageous, there were some marks taken in the second quarter at a time when things could have gone either way, which highlighted exactly my point of exciting football to watch. Larky did well with four. Taron Thomas had a good game with three, playing back home in Tassie. He's done well after coming back into the fold, having the support network around him. How did the review go? What was the focus taken from the game?
I'll answer the
You can both
stuff.
Have a go, but whoever wants to go
yeah,
first.
You didn't, speaking of the courageous marks, obviously you're talking about Cam's one in the second quarter. That was a pretty special mark, but you see that every week from Cam, so it sometimes goes under the radar because it's hard because you sort of expect it of him every week, but you also got to reward it because not many players in the league can do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, in terms of our review, like our first half, we thought played really well, really strong footy, probably... got beaten on the inside a bit in the second half, and just like late in games, late in quarters, we gave up a fair few goals when we're tired. So it's just making sure that we finish off quarters really well. I think they kicked 7 or 8 goals in the last sort of 3 minutes of quarters, and that was pretty much a game in the end. So it was disappointing, but yeah, we're looking forward to playing the Doggies.
Yeah, lessons to be learned. We move right along to that game now. Big game Sunday afternoon, 4:40 p.m. at Marvel, coming up against the Doggies. You look forward to the next challenge, no doubt. You'll probably get Greenwood and Simpkin back. It's just another chance to build on what you're creating down at North and get some games into the youth. I wanted to ask you this, because we alluded to it before, you were suggesting you're 28. New blood comes into the club, there would be generally two emotions. One, am I that old? Or two, bring it on, I'll show these young bucks a thing or two. Which one are you?
I'm still young, so...
Yeah.
25, I was only 3 years younger than me. Yeah. I think, obviously, yeah, you're just excited. It's so good having these guys in. They just bring so much energy.
Yeah.
It's funny though, because the you talk about things and you say that like you did things that they used to do, and they look at you like no way, it's pretty funny.
It's a different language. I understand that. What I wanted to allude to, and Cam, you can go with this one, because it was George's birthday on the weekend. 19 going on 20, was that right, or 18 going on 19?
18 going on 19.
18 going on 19. Yeah. So there's your 25, 6 year difference there. Yep. My point being to you again, he's coming in. He's only like 18. Are you just like, whoa, man? This is like, what's your thought process?
Oh, it's bloody exciting. That's my thought process, but I'll still lay him out at training.
So. There's the answer again I was looking for. Yeah, all right, well done. All right, well, best of both. I can't go anywhere with that. All of the best to both of you. Enjoy this weekend and the rest of the season. Stay injury-free and enjoy your footy. Last thing I'll say is go Roos. All right, well done. Thanks, boys. I know I did a lot of the talking, but that just allows you the opportunity to, settle in and get used to what's going on around you. What we want to do now, we want to find out a little bit more about you, okay? We're going to go do that in our first little segment. It's called What About Me? What's going on here? I told you, it's a whole lot of atmosphere. What about me? This is where I know you both love your footy, but it's just to find out a little bit more about your journey. At what age did you first realise, this is a good one for you actually, at what age did you first realise you wanted to play AFL?
Yeah, I couldn't give you a specific age. As long as I can remember, apparently when I was in year four, mum and dad got called into school because I told the teacher that I didn't need to do work because I was going to play AFL. So...
Nice.
And yeah, I think the teacher said I wasn't going to do that, but anyway, look at me now, eh?
That's brilliant. I love it. Well done. Touché. Look at me now. Well done. Cam, tell us about yours.
No, I was probably a bit of a late bloomer. I was probably about 17 or something when I thought I actually probably might be a sniff here.
Okay.
So, I actually got dropped from state 16, so I was flat as from that. And then, I made 18s as a bottom year and, had a good year and, made AFL, which is nice.
Brilliant. Love it. So describe for us what you were thinking turning up for your first day at the club. Were you thinking, where do I park? Where do I sit? Who was the first person or player that you got introduced to and who made you feel welcome?
I got a good one, actually. My first day at the club.
I don't know where he's going.
I walked past Taylor Garner and I didn't really know who he was. Now he's one of my best mates, but he walked past and he goes...
That's Tay's mum over there.
Wow.
So you better, if you're going to bag him.
So he can still continue this story then, mum? Yeah, good. All right.
And he walks past me and he goes, "Hey, Cam, how are you?" And I just said, "Hey, mate, how are you?" He turns around and he goes, "What's my effing name?" And that was my first day at the club.
No, he was good at that. He certainly tests the young fellas out, Tay.
That's
very
great.
Funny.
That's brilliant. And you've been best mates ever since.
Yeah, so now we're good mates. Done a few trips together, so yeah.
Oh, well done. Well done. Oh, I love it. You happy with that, mum? Yeah? Yeah, good. All right. Well
Sounds
done.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Who's been your best mate at the club since arriving? I know you've probably just alluded to it, but for you, like when you first turned up, you still got someone that...
Yeah, well, we were just talking about Tay, so... Yeah. Like, I started training with North when I was bottom major, and that was Tay's first year. So, we enjoyed a beer early day. So, we got on pretty well. And then ended up living with him for a few years until I had to kick him out because my now wife moved in. So, he was one of my groomsmen at my wedding. So,
he's
one of my good mates.
Oh, I love it. Excellent.
Yeah, mine's probably Nick Larkey. We got drafted together. Just been best mates ever since. Lived together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, got kicked out of that house and then, now we moved our separate ways because he's got a missus, so...
Yeah, right, okay. Did you play any junior football together?
No, I'm from Perth, he's from Melbourne.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure whether you ever crossed paths in...
No, we didn't fly in, fly out.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, well, the miners do it, why not? Who did you grow up supporting and who was your favourite footballer when you were growing up?
Yeah, so I went for North. Favourite footballer, I was... Nah, definitely not Dad. But, early days I really liked Brett Delidio. I remember I liked his tips in his hair and I used to want to get tips like him. And then when Buddy Franklin started taking off, Buddy was my favourite player. So to play against him was pretty cool first time.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Cam?
I supported Freo growing up and my favourite player was actually Benny Cousins. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I just love watching him. Good. What was the feeling like when you first caught a glimpse of yourself in the mirror in the full North Melbourne kit? Realising you're not standing in Kmart with your mum and she hasn't brought you the supporter gear. This is you in your North Melbourne stuff. You look down, you've got the blue and white stripes on, the shorts, the whole kit. What was it like when you first caught a glimpse of yourself?
I can't remember actually looking in the mirror, but I reckon like watching yourself, like when you watch yourself back on the TV and early days and you're running around with like all these guys that you just used to like adore, I reckon that's pretty weird.
Yeah, okay, good.
I can't remember looking myself in the mirror. Yeah.
I use that as just a term. Yes. Yeah. Go with it.
But you're probably right. It's pretty surreal watching yourself on footy, on the TV or whatnot. And I guess it's pretty cool.
Okay. All right. Since your time at the club, who has impressed you the most with their professionalism, their work ethic and their work rate? Who's one of those individuals?
Harry Sheasel's professionalism for a young fella, I haven't really seen anything like it. He's an absolute pro, but Jai Simkin, his work ethic and work rate, he's...
Right up there.
Right up there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, early days at the club, it was Sean Higgins. Yes. And then now it's probably Jai.
Okay, good. Describe for us in one word, the one word that you think best describes each other. Cam, you describe Luke. Luke, you describe Cam.
Interesting.
Okay. Nice choice of words.
Confident,
yes. Okay. That's a nice choice.
A lover. He's a lover.
Oh.
You know that? Like, everyone sees Cam as this like big tough guy, but he's probably the biggest lover at the club, I reckon.
Wow. There you go. Nice. Lover, wasn't expecting that. That's good. Describe for us your take on each other's sense of humour. Again, Cam, describe Luke. Luke, describe Cam's.
He misses a lot. He throws a lot out, but they always just...
Straight through the wicketkeeper. Okay.
I do shoot a lot of shots. But yeah, Cam, yeah, dry, very dry. Just...
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, go with that.
That's not bad, is it?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
There's no mucking around.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have a cause or hobby that you're deeply passionate about outside of football?
Am I answering for him? Because I think it's pretty obvious what Cam's is.
Mine's cooking, yeah.
Yeah?
Big cook.
Okay, yeah.
Have you seen his Bulls cooking?
No.
Yeah, he's... Well, wait, you want to talk about it?
You can talk about it. Pump me up.
Nah, well, he's a really, really good cook. He's, I'd say chef, sorry, not cook. I don't want to don't annoy him by calling him a cook. But, yes, he gets the boys around and he's got a couple of sponsorships, so he's got some really nice meat. But before he actually got the sponsorship, he'd fork out a fair bit of cash to get really nice meat and started into a little Insta page and puts a lot of really nice recipes up there and... His culinary skills are second to none.
Fantastic. Knife skills, very good.
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
Excellent. What's your favourite dish? What's your go-to dish?
Favourite right now?
Yep.
Would be like a, I don't know, something, a short rib or something.
Wow. Okay. And what's your go-to? If you were trying to impress a girl, what would you do?
Oh, pasta. You got to carb them up.
I asked, he answered. All right. Well done. I see why you wanted to bring him along now. This is good. All right. Hey, what's the one headline you'd like to wake up and read about yourself?
I know LMAX. Probably like...
Won the lotto or something. That'd be nice.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, something like that. Or I know Playboy magazine.
Yeah, baby.
There you go. All right. What about you, Luke? How can you follow that up?
Yeah, that's a tough act to follow, Cam. He always is. But yeah, obviously either won a flag, maybe three-peat.
There you go. Nice.
Wake up with me and Jai the cup with a three-peat. That'd be nice.
Nice. I do like that. Who's been your toughest opponent to match up on?
Yeah, Toby Green, definitely. Yeah. So okay. I had some good battles with him over the journey. Yep. So he's just a superstar.
Yeah, good.
Probably Maynard.
Maynard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Iden on the weekend. He shut me down. So
okay.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yep,
game.
Good. If you had to be asked to sing a karaoke song, what would that song be?
Like Highway to Hell or something.
Oh, nice. Bit of Akadaka. Okay.
Yeah.
What would yours be, Luke?
You don't want to be too serious, do you? Like when you're doing a karaoke, but. I just feel like I know like all the words like Lose Yourself, you know what I mean, like Eminem, but it's not really karaoke, but
Mum's
just feel
spaghetti.
Like, I feel like I could just
bit of
loop
Mum's
into
spaghetti.
That with the lads, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. What is that one smell that you can't resist or walk past? That one smell. What's that one smell that you can't resist or walk past?
Pasta or smoker.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bull's cooking. Bull's cooking in general.
Really? In general?
Just going past my house, it always smells good.
All right, okay. I like that. Hey, have you ever been in a situation where someone has recognised you and it was slightly embarrassing?
No, it's good you brought that up because no one really ever really recognised me. But one time I was, it was one of my first dates with my now wife and we're out at a restaurant, Craniti's actually, and this kid came up to me and he's like, oh, you Luke McDonald? I'm like, oh, yeah, mate. And he came and he got a photo with me and my missus was like, geez, this happened a fair bit. I'm like, yeah, a fair bit. And it hasn't happened since. So that was 6 years ago. But I was like, now she's like, did you pay that kid?
I like it. Very nice. Thanks for sharing. Beautiful. You got one, Ken?
Oh, I got stuck in Coles for about 25 minutes in the fruit and veg section talking to this one bloke, but it was a nice...
What did he want to talk about, football or cooking?
Oh, just life in general.
Yeah. Just life advice.
Yeah, advice, but nice guy, but bit too long.
Yeah, just wanted to unburden himself. Yeah, okay. Wow, that's not bad. What's been the weirdest thing you've ever been asked to sign?
Oh, another funny story. So
good.
Got a few stories.
Great, I love it.
So there's this app, what's that app? There's this app where you can like do videos, like someone, they do video requests, what's it called? Swish, I think it is. Anyway, they pay money to do a video. Anyway, I got this request and it was like, can you wish me happy birthday, do it with your top off.
That was me.
Call me naughty and all these things. I was like, this is a bit much, this. But anyway, obviously I didn't do it. I ended up doing them a video, but I sort of just ignored everything they said. And it ended up being, it was in the hub, and it was, all the boys were in on it. So all the boys, like they put the request through because they were seeing if I'd actually do it. So thank God I didn't do it, because I think that'd still be popping up to this day.
Fantastic. Oh, it's brilliant. That's excellent. What about... Oh, wow.
Yeah, mine's probably just body parts. It's weird. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, give us an example.
No comment.
Might as well go there, we're there.
Nah, just, yeah, body parts.
Okay, all right. Body parts. Wow, all right. Hey, you're walking through the airport, shopping centre, or sitting at home watching KO, and there's a billboard or an image of you comes up. What's your first reaction?
I don't know. I'll look around. Hopefully someone's watching as well.
Did you see that? That's me. Yeah, good. Luke?
Yeah, probably see my son.
Yeah,
like
good.
That.
Go and get your girlfriend to make sure she sees it. Or your wife now. Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
do you have a normal or an abbreviated signature? Do you just have one signature or do you mix it up?
No, I've just got the one.
Yeah, mine's one.
Just the one. Who's the AFL club that you like to beat the most?
Definitely Essendon, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
The Doggies this weekend.
The Doggies. Okay. Awesome. Well, everyone will be hoping you do that on the weekend. Hey, what's more important out of the following? Rank them for me. Money, family, friends.
Oh, well, family, friends, money.
Nice.
I think you got his answer there.
Nah, friends, family, money.
All right, nice, well done. All right, rank them again. Holiday, house, possessions.
Holiday, house, possessions, I reckon.
Yeah, I'd probably go same, yeah.
Okay, all right, rank them again. Footy, fame, fortune.
Fortune, fame, footy.
Yeah, fortune, footy, fame.
Nice. Health, happiness, fulfilment.
Health.
Health, number one, always.
Yes.
Happiness, fulfilment.
Yeah, I'll be the same, yeah.
Yeah, good. Well done, boys. Last two questions for you. The siren has gone. You're trailing by five. Which player do you hope has got the ball in his hands to win the game for you?
Probably me.
Yeah, it's a tough one because I know that Cam would rise to the occasion, but it's hard to go past Larks.
Yep.
But if it's within 30, yep. I'll take Larks. If it's outside 30, I'll take Cam.
Wow. I love the confidence too. That's brilliant.
That's done. Why I'd want him to take it. That's right there.
Very good. All right. Now on the count of three, don't look at each other, look forward. But give me your answer at the same time. Which club has got the most feral supporters? One, two, three.
Essendon.
Well done, lads. Put your hands together for them, guys. That was great.